Welcome back. The earnings parade continues this afternoon with Snap reporting fresh quarterly results. Yahoo Finance's own Jared Blickery is back with the details. And Jared, this stock is shaking off earlier losses, now up well over 20% after hours, and well over 30% after hours. How are the results looking?
I'm just shaking my head here. What a day for this sector. First, the Facebook losses, where we saw Snap down in sympathy about 23.5%. It is now up 34% on some outstanding results. So just about erasing the day's losses and probably a little bit then some. Let me get to the numbers. Revenue coming in at $1.3 billion for the fourth quarter. Estimate was for lower at $1.2 billion. Adjusted EPS, 22 cents versus the estimate of 11 cents. So doubling that. And then we have adjusted EBITDA of $326.8 million. That is up 97% year over year. Almost double the estimate of $179.4 million. So really knocking it out of the park when we talk about profits. Free cash flow, another important metric, ending at $161 million versus a negative $69 million a year ago. And the estimate was for quite a bit lower, $114 million. Daily active users, another metric everybody looks at, $319 million, just edging out the estimate of $360 million. That's up 20% year over year. Most of that coming from the rest of the world, not the United States, not North America or Europe. Now, the average revenue per user was $4.06. That's up 18% year over year. Estimate was for a bit lower, $3.81. And when you look at what's happening in North America, that's their big revenue center. Those users, they got $9.58 per user from, estimate was for quite a bit lower, $8.91. And then the rest of the world, not contributing as much, but that's where the user growth came from. They are contributing $1.12 per user versus the estimate of $1.11. Now, here's their forecast for the current quarter. They see revenue of $1.03 billion to $1.08 billion. Estimate was for lower, $1.02 billion. And they also see adjusted EBITDA of about zero versus the estimate of 23.8 million. Also, in terms of their daily active users, they're going to see about 328 to 330 million. Don't have a comp on that, but I do have some notes from the earnings report. They're saying many of the supply chain and labor-related headwinds faced by advertising partners in the fourth quarter challenges entering the first quarter, a lot of those have been rising to the surface. And also, while the company has made significant progress in navigating those iOS platform changes, that's Apple right there in the fourth quarter, they believe it's going to take at least a couple more quarters for advertisers to build full confidence in the new measured solution. So up 38% now in after-hours trading. Incredible.
All right, Yahoo Finance's Jared Blickery, thank you so much for that breakdown.